Pope Benedict had a strong message for Catholic educators. He said that educational institutions play a crucial role in the mission of the Church, which is evangelization. Pope Benedict met with the presidents and other administrators of over 200 Catholic universities in the United States, as well as other educational officials. He met them in the Catholic University of America, the only university founded by the College of Bishops of the United States.
First and foremost, every Catholic educational institution is a place to encounter the living God, who in Jesus Christ reveals his transforming love and truth.
He spoke of the importance of the Catholic identity of Catholic institutions and pointed out that they help bring students into the Christian community.
A university or school's Catholic identity is not simply a question of the number of Catholic students. It is a question of conviction. Do we really believe that only in the mystery of the Word made flesh does the mystery of man truly become clear? Are we ready to commit our entire self, intellect and will, mind and heart, to God? Do we accept the truth Christ reveals? Is the faith tangible in our universities and schools? Is it given fervent expression liturgically, sacramentally, through prayer, acts of charity, a concern for justice, and respect for God's creation? Only in this way do we really bear witness to the meaning of who we are and what we uphold.
While affirming the good of academic freedom, he said to appeal to academic freedom in order to justify positions contrary to the Church would betray the mission of a Catholic university.
Teachers and administrators, whether in universities or schools, have the duty and privilege to ensure that students receive instruction in Catholic doctrine and practice. This requires that public witness to the way of Christ as found in the Gospel and upheld by the Church's magisterium shapes all aspects of an institution's life, both inside and outside the classroom.
Another area of concern for Pope Benedict was the Church's mission to the poor. He urged religious orders, in particular, to not abandon their educational mission in the poorer parts of the country, a message greatly appreciated.
I wish to make a special appeal to religious brothers, sisters, and priests. Do not abandon the school apostolate. Indeed, renew your commitment to schools, especially those in poorer areas, in places where there are many hollow promises. In places where there are many hollow promises which lure young people away from the path of truth and genuine freedom, the consecrated person's witness to the evangelical councils is an irreplaceable gift.
Pope Benedict thanked those there for all they had done for Catholic education and said Catholic schools in the United States have helped generations of immigrants and others to rise from poverty and take their place in mainstream society. I'm Charles Collins.